Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. As you've probably noticed over the years, the theme of my community comments is almost always about natural hazards and how to keep your family safe. I have to be honest, I'm having a hard time focusing on that right now, so instead I want to talk about some cybersecurity issues or how to keep your computers safe. And why right now? Well, because cyber attackers often take advantage of geopolitical tensions like we have right now in general, and there are some experts suggesting that Russia may retaliate against sanctions with cyber attacks. Now, I want to focus on phishing attacks. Phishing is a form of social engineering that uses email or malicious websites to solicit personal information by posing as a trustworthy organization. For example, an attacker may send email seemingly from a reputable credit card company that requests account information, often suggesting that there's a problem. When users respond with the requested information, attackers can use it to gain access to accounts. Phishing attacks may also appear to come from other types of organizations, such as charities, especially during times like these. Note that there are variations of phishing attacks, such as smishing, which is a form of social engineering that exploits SMS or text messages. Now, text messages can contain links to such things as websites, email addresses, or phone numbers that, when clicked, may automatically open a browser window or email message or dial a number. And this integration of email, voice, and text message with web browser functionality increases the likelihood that users will fall victim to an engineered malicious action. So how do you avoid being a victim? Well, be suspicious of any unsolicited phone call, visit, or email messages from individuals asking about people or other internal information. If an unknown individual claims to be from a legitimate organization, verify his or her identity directly with the company. Do not provide personal information, including anything about your organization, unless you are certain of a person's authority to have that information. Don't reveal personal or financial information in email, and do not respond to any requests for that through email. This includes following links through email, and don't send sensitive information over the internet before checking a website's security. For example, look for websites that have the HTTPS in front of them instead of just the HTTP, because that indicates it's a secure website. So there's just a few tips to keep in mind. Google cybersecurity for more information, and most importantly, remember to be vigilant. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.